Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. It is Thursday, and we have a lot to get to. I want to start today with a little flashback here. Over the course of the last couple days, I've been keeping you abreast of the Nicki Minaj situation that is unfolding. And every time I think it can't get any sweeter, it does. And I ran this by. I know it's celebrity news. I know you guys hear about a pop culture thing, and some of my audience gets very upset and wants to turn off the radio. But it's not a Kardashian thing. It has a lot to do with politics, and I think a lot of people would actually appreciate a little breakdown of these events, because this story does not just involve Nicki Minaj at this point. It involves Dr. Fauci. It involves Joy Reid and Tucker Carlson and Charlamagne the God and all sorts of public figures. And it's something to see as it's playing out and how these different opinions are clashing. I was breaking this down for Howie today, and I asked him, I said, do you think that people would be interested in hearing about this? And he said, yes, I do, and especially because everyone knows my kind of sweet spot is the celebrity world. I'm not proud of that, but hey, you know, we're all born with certain talents. Now, let's start from the beginning, okay? Nicki Minaj went on Twitter, and because the Met Gala was the other day, for those of you who don't know, the Met Gala was, I believe, on Monday night. And it was attended by rich, beautiful celebrities like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who wore a Tax the Rich dress that was carried in by servants in masks. We had Megan Rapinoe, who's that woke social justice soccer star. Doesn't win a lot, but that's neither here nor there. Kamala Harris's stepdaughter was there. Bill de Blasio was there. It was a real who's who of Loserville. So it's this big event, and people are wondering. Nicki Minaj has these fans, I think they're called Barbs, and they're all wondering, why isn't Nicki at the Met? Because she does go a lot, and she usually wears something very crazy and makes a lot of headlines. And she informed people that she wasn't at the Met because she chose not to get vaccinated. Now, right there, she's in trouble. Right there, she has offended the woke gods like Dr. Fauci and Circle Back Saki. Right there, she has stepped over the line. But then it got even worse for Nicki Minaj, because then she decided to share a story with her followers. You have to applaud the honesty here. I don't say that sarcastically. I find it pretty amazing that there are still people out there who are unafraid. Or maybe she just didn't realize how intolerant our social discourse or our conversations have become, because she really was just being honest. She was just kind of, you know, stream of consciousness going through her thought process on getting the vaccine, which you're not allowed to do anymore in this country. And so she tweeted out this story, and you've probably seen it now. It's a few days old, and it grabbed a lot of headlines. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not being bullied. This really upset Joy Reid. Apparently Joy Reid is a big fan of Nicki Minaj's, and she did not appreciate Nicki spreading disinformation. And I say that knowing that it could very well be true what she said, but that doesn't matter. Disinformation is now anything that the left doesn't want out there. Disinformation could become true in a couple weeks, in a couple months. But for right now, if it upsets the powers that be, it is fringe, it is conspiracy theory, it's not allowed. And I want to play just to, I know we played this the other day, but it all folds in here because we have new updates to this story. But Joy Reid was saddened, not gladdened like the rest of us. She was saddened that Nikki took to her Twitter and expressed her own viewpoint and expressed her own opinion, because that really breaks Joy Reid's heart. You know, she hopes she lives in a world where she can make everyone's opinion. She can tell us what to do. She can be all our proxies, our healthcare proxies. And let's, and by the way, Nikki also said something about doing her own research. That is very triggering for the left right now, because we're not supposed to do our own research. You know, they study the science. They settle the science. They decide things. The science might evolve, but it only evolves on their time. So you saying, oh, I want to do some of my own research, that's a no-no. You are a persona non grata after saying that. Dr. Fauci does the research for you. You understand? Jen Psaki does the research. Jake Sullivan does the research. Anthony Blinken does the research. Joe Biden, when he has his pudding and finally puts his pants on, he does the research. You don't do the research. You get the research, and then you take your instructions, but you don't get to do your own. That's crazy talk in 2021. So let's first listen to what sparked this feud that is one of my favorite feuds, at least in the last few months. Joy Reid expresses her disgust and sadness with Nicki Minaj, cut 14.
People like Nicki Minaj, I have to say this. You have a platform, sister, that is 22 million followers. Okay, I have 2 million followers. You have 22 million followers on Twitter. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives, my God, sister, you could do better than that. You got that platform. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that you got that, that people listen to you. And they listen to you more than they listen to me. For you to use your platform to put people in the position of dying from a disease they don't have to die from. Oh my God, as a fan, as a hip hop fan, as somebody who was your fan, I'm so sad that you did that. So sad that you did that, sister. Oh my God.
Now, I had mentioned this the other day, but it's incredibly patronizing. It's incredibly condescending and it's pandering. She throws in the sister like three times and she's trying to tell Nicki Minaj how she can, what she's allowed to feel and the opinion she's allowed to have. And this is where it gets really good, because Nicki Minaj, who, you know, I've watched documentaries and Nicki Minaj is in them, and she's a very intelligent person, and she did some more research. And this time she did some research not on COVID, not on the vaccine, but on Joy Reid. And she posted the old blogs or the stories about Joy Reid's old homophobic blog posts. And then she also posted a tweet from just a couple months ago where Joy Reid said, I mean, will anyone at all ever fully trust the CDC government again? And who on God's earth would trust a vaccine approved by the FDA? How do we get a vaccine distributed after this broken Trumpist nonsense has infected everything, even if Biden wins? Now, that proves two things. One, it proves that Joy Reid is in no position to lecture anybody about what she's disappointed by. She's a woman who has an old homophobic blog and she never, ever owned up to it. She, to this day, says she was hacked, which is BS. And number two, she had the same exact feelings that Nicki Minaj has a few months ago. But now that she's decided, because Joe Biden's president, that the vaccine's okay, no one else can have any other opinions. Now, Tucker Carlson gets wind of all of this. And listen to this part of it, cut 18.
She said that her cousin in Trinidad, quote, won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now that girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. Which seems sensible. Big reaction to this.
Now, Nikki retweets this. And at one point, Tucker says, and we'll grab this part of it. Tucker says, oh, okay, actually, we have it right here. This is cut 19.
But it's not anything to do with the physical effect of the vaccine that makes our political class mad. It's the last part of Nicki Minaj's tweet that enrages them. The part where she says you should pray on it, make the decision yourself like a free human being, and, quote, don't be bullied. So our media and public health officials didn't like this because they make their livings bullying people. So they couldn't let it stand.
Exactly. The bullying is all they have. You know, they can't win with arguments. They have to bully people. They have to control people because their arguments suck. And this is where it gets, I know I keep saying it, but every layer of this is sweeter than the next. Nicki Minaj tweets out that cut of Tucker Carlson talking about how the left bullies people, and she does a little bullseye emoji. And then people start telling her, including blue check marks, because the last thing you're allowed to do, forget doing research on a vaccine that you just have to take because Fauci tells you to. The last thing you can do is retweet to your 22.7 million followers a video of Tucker Carlson. Now we're really upset. We might have to put Nicki Minaj under citizen's arrest. So everyone starts responding to her, including a blue check mark who says, you know he's a white nationalist, right? Because that has so much to do. First of all, he's not. But second of all, even if he was, what does that have to do with this conversation? Nothing. So Nicki Minaj, who in a crazy turn of events has become the bravest person in 2021, writes back to this man, right? I can't speak to, agree with, or even look at someone from a particular political party. People aren't human anymore. If you're black and a Democrat tells you to shove marbles up your bleep, you simply have to. If another party tells you to look out for that bus, you should stand there and get hit. I mean, the responses I saw to that one tweet were, this is some Mark Twain level bleep. It really does summarize exactly how they feel. And there's more to this. But what I really want to talk about right now, because I think that this really shines a light on the fact that we have gone past the point of liking Trump. Now, if you disagree with anything the left says, they look at you as less than. They look at you as an idiot. They'll celebrate if you die. And I'm not exaggerating. I have tons of examples here. I have examples of people celebrating when someone dies of COVID because they take it as a ha-ha moment. That's how far Joe Biden's unity and normalcy have gotten us. That the people on the left, including Jimmy Kimmel and Casey Hunt and all of these beautiful people who go to cocktail parties and make way more money than you do, they're ghouls. They're dancing on people's graves. And if anyone like Nicki Minaj dare to question it, then they go into panic mode because they can't have people getting red-pilled. It scares the crap out of them. We're going to talk about this. I want to open up the lines here. And I guess my question for people is, do you run into this? That people are people in real life conversations, this intolerant of opinions? We've gone from a party of intolerance, I'm talking about the Democrats here, to a party of real vitriol, of real hate. You know, they have such hate for people who dare disagree with them. It's insane. 844-500-4242. And I want to talk about it. We got a lot of sound today. Woke or joke in the next hour. Just a completely jam-packed show. And I also want to talk about the thunderstorm because we love the thunderstorm here in this office. Howie cooks up. We've been talking about the fish cakes, but that's not all, Jared. He sometimes makes these like nachos.
Yes, I believe they're called trash can nachos. So whatever's left in the refrigerator is put on top of nachos.
It doesn't matter the expiration date. Nope. No, it's kind of like a clean house type of situation. So he just throws it all into a bowl and microwaves it. Luckily, the smell goes away because we have the thunderstorm, and that's how it works. It purifies the air. It gets rid of those bad smells, and it helps with allergies. Now, right now, Thunderstorm is offering an incredible deal. You can purchase the 3-pack, and you'll save $200 on this 3-pack, which means you'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. one for your basement, first floor, maybe for your car. This device works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm is so small, it's light, it's easy to use, but wow, it really is effective. All you have to do right now is go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. I should mention, no air filters are required. This is a lazy man or woman or birthing person's device. You can just plug it in, you set it, you forget it, you've got clean, nice air, and it smells like it does when you walk outside after it rains, that fresh, clean air. Again, all you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and use code word GRACE3. We're talking about the Hate Has No Home Here party, because from what I'm gathering recently, they seem pretty hateful to me. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. See, you never know what's going to get the people going. Sometimes I say, oh, no one's going to like this. And then you talk about Nicki Minaj and the phone lines light up. I love to see it. 844-500-4242. Just a quick shout out. I met an old friend of Howie's, Rosie, yesterday. She wanted to give me her a quick shout out on the air. So, Rosie, this one's for you. Hope you're having a great day. All right, let's go to Mary. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Grace. I love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention that, I don't know if you're familiar with this, marketplace in Watertown called Russo's. It's been there 40 years, and it's going to be closing this Saturday, and it's a real loss to the community. And I was in line at the store the other day, and there was a couple behind me. I said, boy, we're going to miss this store. And they agreed, and I said, you know, the only other place we can go is Wilson's in Lexington, but I said, they are more expensive. And so immediately they blurted out, well, a Republican owns that. It just caught me off guard. I couldn't even think. And I turned around and I said, that doesn't matter to me. But I wish I had said something about, well, at least they're providing jobs and they're providing, you know, excellent produce and flowers and everything else. But to even bring that up in a casual conversation like that, I mean, that's how these liberals think. Everything is negative if it's, you know, regarding a Republican. And I didn't even know a Republican owned it, but they knew.
I know. No, you know what? That is the perfect example, Mary, of what I'm talking about. You know, that's the tolerant, welcoming, hate has no home here people at the supermarket. And there's also a level of arrogance to say that and just assume that you must be politically aligned with them. And imagine if you had said to them, well, you know, I actually am a Republican. And Mary, I don't know what your politics are. But if they had said that in front of me and then I turn around and say, well, actually, I'm a Republican, what happens then? You know, it's insane to me how divided we are. And the truth is, and people can argue with me if they want on this, but I do tend to find that liberals are a lot less welcoming of different ideas than Republicans are. And I want to play this. This is Nicki Minaj on her Instagram. Thank you for the call, Mary. This is Nicki Minaj on her Instagram Live, cut 17.
People will turn their back on you, not agreeing. But people will isolate you if you simply speak and ask a question. Y'all don't see what the f*** is happening? And I'm seeing black women on Twitter, black women I follow, acting like this is funny. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I had a lot of fun yesterday and a lot of laughs. But black women, are y'all forgetting there was a time not too long ago where you couldn't even make eye contact with people?
Now you can have an opinion on anything unless Joy Reid approves, apparently. 844-500-4242. We're going to continue taking your calls on this. Does anyone else have stories like Mary about these wonderfully accepting liberals that are all around us? This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
You know, Tucker Carlson said he wanted to do a deep investigative report on the cojones.
On swollen something.
On the swollen cojones. And I think he should do that. I actually want to see that investigative report. I want him to go down there like he went to Viktor Orban. And I want him to talk with that gentleman and find out why it is that his, you know, future wife left him. And just how large these melons were. I think you should go and find out.
Right.
It's an investigative report that we need. Go and do it, Tucker. I know you want to. You really, really want to. All right. Thank you very much, David. Plum Shakes and Johnson. Let me stop before we get in trouble. Thank you, guys.
Before you get in trouble, Joy, is that because you know you're making homophobic remarks? That's what it seems like to me, and that's what it seemed like to Rick Grenell, who tweeted out, why does MSNBC and NBC allow Joy Ann Reid to push homophobia? We all know she already got away with blogging terribly homophobic content. Now she's getting to do it on TV. And the reason that that hate is coming out of her is because she's mad that Tucker Carlson is on the right side of this once again, because it's not hard to be on the right side of this. It has nothing to do with whether you like vaccines or whether you don't want to get the vaccine. I'm very pro-vaccine. What Tucker is always on the side of is people being able to have opinions. That's a very easy thing to be a fan of. Freedom of speech. We all live in a country where it's encouraged that we have disagreements, that we talk things out, that we do our own research. And it's only the left that seems so petrified of having open dialogue. That's why the Twitter police are coming after Nicki Minaj. That's why people get censored. That's why people, stories from the New York Post get blocked. What are they so afraid of? If their ideas are so good, if they're so much smarter than us, if they're so much better than us, if they're so much more morally superior than us, then what are they so damn afraid of? David, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, David.
Grace, I just wanted to say that Nicki Minaj just let the cat out of the bag. The genie's out of the bottle. She just got the attention of every male all across the world, because when they hear about her, it was her cousin's friend, and what happened to him after getting the shot, that changes the ball game. That's the shot literally heard around the world. No man is going to want to put himself in a position where something like that could happen. And if they just, they're going to want to know, explain the science of that. What's going on with that?
So, right. And there's nothing wrong with, and David, there's nothing, if they look into this and they say the story is not true, you know, she got misinformation, that's one thing. But what's wrong with talking about it? I'm vaccinated. And if someone said to me, I don't want to get vaccinated because I'm scared of fertility issues, I wouldn't turn around and go on and say, I'm so disappointed. I am so disappointed that you have that opinion. You have really let me down. What? They've let you down for having a different opinion, for having concerns? They have every right to have any concern. Anyone can have any concern they want. That shouldn't be any concern of mine. But this is the world we live in. And why I really want to highlight this is because it goes so beyond this small example. We have been seeing this kind of hatred for different opinions or for people who dare to speak out for quite some time. And the most recent ones involve COVID, but this goes way before COVID. And it's this effort, I think, when I really try to break down what's happening, it's a way of dehumanizing people. You know, if people are evil, then you don't have to feel bad about what you say about them or what you do or what. And it's kind of this ends justify the means. So I quote this a lot, and I hope it doesn't get redundant, but Charles Krauthammer once said, the difference between Republicans and Democrats are Republicans think Democrats are dumb. Democrats think Republicans are evil. And he said that years ago, but it's gotten so much worse because this COVID has almost given Democrats this free pass. And not all Democrats. I know there's exceptions here. But it's given them this free pass to say, we are morally superior and you're all grandma killers. You're all selfish monsters. And listen to this, and then I'll get back to the calls. I see you guys waiting on the lines, 844-500-4242. But just listen for yourself. This is CNN's Don Lemon, cut one.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who aided and abetted Trump are stupid because they believed his big lie. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind. Because they are keeping the majority of Americans behind.
It's time to start shaming them. You know what's interesting about this, too, is that he wants to shame people who believe anything they read on the internet. 6 months ago, someone named Tom Cotton, Scott Hounsell, and some people were talking about how it's possible that this coronavirus originated from a Wuhan lab. And the Don Lemons of the world, the New York Times, they were telling us that this was stupid, that this was an alt-right conspiracy theory, that this was fringe. And a few months later, it wasn't anymore. And then it was fine. So what happened there? Do we get an apology? Do we get a little reversal of, you're still stupid, okay? You're still dumb. You still deserve to be ostracized from polite society, but you weren't stupid in that one situation. But don't let it get to your head because you're still a moron. Now get on the arrows, put your mask on, get your groceries and go home because the party's canceled. Stand behind the plexiglass, you boob. That's really, it's this level of, it's this disgust they have for anyone who doesn't fall in line with their ideas. And it really goes back beyond COVID, but I want to play another recent one, which was Jimmy Kimmel. I know I played this the other day, but I can't get over the ghoulishness of making fun of people who died from a virus. That, to me, is really, it's something reserved that for terrible people. And that's what they think we are. They think we're terrible people. But I would never sit up here and make fun of someone who died from an illness. That to me seems so beyond the pale of what normal people who have not gone completely deranged would do. But here's Jimmy Kimmel on Late Night mocking people in Florida. And it used to be one thing to, you know, we all put up with it, you know, on SNL and all these shows. They make fun of Trump supporters. They make fun of the southern states. They make fun of rednecks, whatever. You know, for the most part, you don't care. But mocking dead people, I have to think there's some liberals out there who are going, maybe we can hold off on that. Maybe we're not at that point quite yet. This is cut 28.
54,000 Americans who died from COVID since the start of the summer. Almost one in five of them died in Florida, which, my God, all those orphaned ferrets. It's a shame.
What am I missing? Because to me, that seems like you're just mocking people who died of COVID. And remember when Trump got COVID and people were, you know, obviously Twitter lit up with people celebrating, hoping that he would die from it. And, you know, people on Twitter are sick. Most of them are trolls. But one of them was Zara Rahim, who worked at the Office of Digital Strategy for Barack Obama. And this is what she wrote. It's been against my moral identity to tweet this for the past 4 years, but I hope he dies. And if that's not a good enough example, and you think it all has to do with COVID, that COVID has turned these people sick, and I don't mean physically, I mean mentally, that they've all lost their minds, it was Trump. It started with, it probably started beyond before Donald Trump, but he really broke them. Listen to, this is an old cut of Casey Hunt. Do I have it here? This is Casey Hunt when Rand Paul's neighbor attacked him and broke his ribs, cut 34.
New details today on the incident that left Senator Rand Paul with 6 broken ribs. This might be one of my favorite stories, although, of course, we don't want to. Clearly, Senator Paul is still struggling. Paul's neighbor, Rene Boucher, is accused of beating the senator. And GQ
Let's stop
reports
it there.
That
one of my favorite stories. That's how she really feels about it. You know, she backed out. We don't want to say that, but that's how you feel. You're excited that a politician who doesn't align with your political views got the crap kicked out of him, almost had a lung collapse, and almost died. That makes you happy. That's something that you should go home, look in the mirror, and reevaluate. And don't worry about Trump tweeting about Stormy Daniels or what Tucker Carlson says on his late night show. Maybe the left needs to look inward. Maybe they're not as kind and virtuous as they think they are. Go ahead, Christopher. You're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show.
Grace, I think that Tucker Carlson is shouldering far too much of the burden when it comes to reporting these issues. I had a look at the people who voted for Lloyd Austin, for example, and they include Tom Cotton, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and John Kennedy. Tucker should be reporting on issues that are being dealt with. We're being let down by a number of so-called conservative senators who allow these problems to fester, and then it's up to Tucker to actually report them. It's grossly unfair.
I agree, and you know it's true because every person I talk to, they've kind of fallen off of the news, Christopher. Like a lot of my family friends, a lot of listeners, they can't stomach as much of it as they could pre-election because it is a little bit depressing when you go on there. And as funny as it is to see that Joe Biden can't remember the name of the prime minister in Australia, it gets heavy. But one thing people always say to me is, here's the key words they say, besides Tucker. Besides Tucker, I don't watch any of it anymore. Besides Tucker. And that's because Tucker does, he takes up a lot of issues that originally you think no one's going to care about that. Who cares what Nicki Minaj and Joy Reid are doing? But it tells you a lot more than that. It tells you freedom of speech. There's a lot of think pieces and, you know, for a long time we put these kind of conversations off because you don't think it's really coming around the corner. But this is a woman with 22.7 million followers. And now Twitter's in a panic mode and the White House is denying they ever invited her to come visit because she decided to be honest and express a little bit of doubt with a vaccine, which, by the way, pre-Joe Biden, pre-unity, pre-ushering in normalcy, everyone from Kamala Harris to Joe Biden to senators to congresspeople were expressing doubt about the vaccine. But they think that they memory hole it. Like, they think we can't remember the things they said. Not 6 years ago. Not 60 years ago. 6 months ago. They think we're not going to remember that. It's really unbelievable, and I agree with you. I commend Tucker for constantly putting on a great show and informing people. Let's go to one more call before we go to break here. Brad, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Brad.
Grace, you mentioned how they won't be on the other side. They won't even discuss things and turn hostile if you do try to even discuss it. Well, you took psychology. They know deep down that they're either wrong or their thoughts rest on shaky foundation. And when someone tries to speak to them, it breaks through their constant denial. And of course, they're going to react the way they do, violently. This is the way it works.
Yeah, and you're right, Brad. And one of my listeners actually brought this up the other day. He said that's why they always resort to the moral, you know, mechanism of you're not nice or you don't care, or you're racist. It's got to be something emotional, like emotionally manipulative. And Jared actually had said this to me during the beginning of COVID, and it's absolutely true. Guilt is a powerful tool, you know, and if you can guilt people into doing what you want by making them feel like they're a bad person, you have a lot of control. And we've seen that play out. There's a lot of logical people who would have probably never gone along with this, but they did fall sucker. And you know who's an example? Grace Curley, right here. The Irish Catholic, whatever you want to call it, guilt. I've got enough people telling me, I don't care about you. You don't care about the grandmas. You don't care. You're selfish. You got to put your mask on. You think the world revolves around you? That gets to people. That works, and they know it. And that's the basis of all their arguments. You go back and forth on facts, and it ends up being, you're not a nice person, and I am, so you should do what I say. People have had enough. 844-500-4242. I see everybody else on the lines. We'll be taking calls for the rest of the day, so feel free to weigh in. It's true what they say, a perfect smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm very excited. I just booked my next appointment for Perfect Smiles coming up in October. Cannot wait. I know that sounds crazy. Who's excited to go to the dentist? But I am. Because at Perfect Smiles, they do such an incredible job. I love everybody there. I love Dr. Houghton and Stephanie and all of the people there. The staff is amazing. They're warm and welcoming. And they just do a really great job. It's you leave and you're smiling and your teeth feel more clean than they ever have. Now, if you are looking to change your smile completely, this is the place to go. All you have to do is go to perfectsmiles.com, watch the video testimonials. You'll see Howie's on there. And the thing is with veneers is a lot of times people are scared. They're scared they're going to walk in, they're going to get these new teeth, and it's going to be kind of jarring. They're going to have that fake look. I've never seen anyone go into Perfect Smiles who does not leave and say, I wish I had done this earlier. Because that's how great they are. Dr. Houghton is an absolute artist. He changes lives. So go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'll give you guys an update next month when I go in and get my cleaning. But I already know it's going to be awesome. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton. You need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton and Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
All right, so this requires just a little bit of setup. You alluded to this earlier, but here's the actual audio. This was Joe Biden yesterday talking about the Australian Prime Minister.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yikes! So, all I can say is yikes.
Crikey, man.
I actually have that written on my Post-it right here. Yikes.
So Joe has a history of doing this, forgetting people's names and using some type of descriptor. You know, he did the same thing with, the guy there?
The former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
That was a great one.
Yep, and also his 2012 opponent.
I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon.
All right, so now I have to choose my favorite.
Yes, what's your favorite Joe Biden description? That fella down under, the guy who runs that outfit, or the senator who was a Mormon?
Well, because I can hear Howie Carr saying, crikey! Crikey, mate! I'm going to say the fellow down under. That's a great one. The fella down under.
That fella down under is pulling at 19%.
Oh!
Third place.
What?
Second place goes to the senator who was a Mormon at 33%.
That is a great one.
And at first place, the guy who runs that outfit at 48%.
All right, well, I'm going to try to change your minds for the rest of the show. Dan, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you, Grace. We really, to get back to the hatred, there's just so much of it that you can see. You know, persons aren't happy. There's more, suicides. You see problems with kids and, needing, medical care and, those types of things where, you've just segregated them a lot. And unfortunately, the hatred's so bad amongst our politicians that I think it's actually transcended down to every one of us to where we have to pick a side and, basically make a stand. And it's, you watch Nancy Pelosi. When you look at her face, you see nothing but hatred, especially when she was tearing up those documents.
Yeah, no, I know. I actually, Dan, was looking at that video of that yesterday, and I was reminded of how much hatred she had in her face. But I think another part of it, too, which we can talk about in the next hour, I was talking about it today, with a few friends of mine, is that social media definitely does not help. And I think that if COVID has shown us anything, it's that people really don't have a lot that they feel a part of. And that's why cults and things like that really tend to pick up steam, is because people want to feel a part of something bigger than themselves. They want a purpose. They want a cause. And this cause is so lame and so sad. We'll talk about that. We got a lot more. Woke or Joke coming up at 1:30. Don't go anywhere. We'll take calls all day. This is The Grace Curley Show.